does men play it again at the next set. At 10:15. At the other room. What's that? Well, a few years ago, I did a record with Tim O'Brien. We did a duo record called Real Time. And we'd sort of slotted the songs for the record. As we'd be out on the road, we'd make kind of a list of, how about if we do this old Hank Williams song, how about this one? Tim had some new tunes, I had some new tunes. And then we kind of had it all set, and then the night before we were to start recording, I got a songbook of my dad's. He's written songs all of his life, but he's one of those guys who had no idea what to do with them at all. And maybe you folks, there's some folks out there like that here. I know there were workshops this week and all that. You wonder why you're doing this stuff. So it's not about getting record deals. It's not about getting hits and all that kind of stuff. It's about writing what you feel. So I grew up with a dad who was doing exactly that because he had no professional outlet for his songs, but he still wrote songs. And so I found this one song that it didn't have a tune to it. Most of my dad's songs I know, I remember the tunes from being a kid. And this one didn't have a tune, so I got a banjo and started putting a tune to this, and I added the last verse. So it's a co-write with the old man. And the other thing is Tim showed up the next morning, and I played in this new song that he'd written the night before, and he said in Tim fashion, let's start the recording right there. Instead of this plan that we had, let's start on this thing we don't even know yet.